Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May the 19th, 2024. Every so often, I get these kinds of emails, and I'm always grateful for them. I really am, because they offer such interesting questions, questions that I think we all have in the back of our minds, but we dare not talk about them with other people. It just doesn't seem appropriate. This gentleman named Ted, he lives in, let me look here, Missouri. And in Missouri, I lived there for a little while I was going to seminary and college. And I know the climate there. I really do. It is, for a Californian, it's kind of difficult. Anyway, he's a transplant, he says, you know, from California, and he has to be there for work. And he's befuddled by society. He says here in his email, I don't understand why people are the way they are, what they're doing. He goes into the outrageous behavior he sees in human beings, and he turns to me every so often and writes me these emails that are very, very truthful and pungent, and in some ways poignant. And he asked me in this latest one to do this podcast. He said, maybe you can answer this question. Why are we, and I seem so out of it with the we, W-E. I understand what he means, and I hope you do too. He's wondering what's going on. Why are we? Well, there's a lot of reasons why, none of which would be something that most people would be inclined to think about or believe in or do anything about. We are a conglomerate of people, generally speaking, who are mentally ill. Mentally ill. And if you go back into the history of humankind, if you go back and read Sapiens and Homo Deus by Yuval, you will start to really understand why we came to this place that we are in now. We are mentally ill. We are not able to really understand the means and the methods for which our society, our country, and the world exists, and we just don't have it. Because we need to believe that we are the kind of people that would never allow what has been allowed to happen. And we have leaders like Trump who constantly push that line and are so, I don't think he's clever, but he certainly knows the strings to pull in the ignorant and the foolish. He really does know. You make people believe that you're the martyr victim, and then you go on from there. People will ignore all sorts of, what shall we say, quote-unquote moral dilemmas that they themselves would, shall we say, disapprove of. But because leaders, religious leaders, society in general, politics, Washington, all kind of agree on leading the country and thinking that they know what's right, really puts a dilemma in our lives that is beyond the human ability to really process and understand. First of all, Ted, understand your mind can't watch your mind. Your mind can't process anything other than what it is genetically induced to believe in, induced to accept. If you were to deny the things that made you a part of this society, you would be alone. And no one would talk to you. No one would want to know you. No one would care about you. These are things that people have told me. And I agree with those people. If people knew what you are doubting and what you are looking at, and you're beginning to ease out of the collective a little bit and not get involved in the collective unconscious, not get involved in the mental illness that pervades here in the United States, then if you were to leave that, you would be alone. There would be precious few of us around you, and people need emotional support. And the reason they do is because they have no assurance of what lives within them. They have no sense of, shall we say, I'll use the word, faith in what they are. They just don't. They are a conglomerate, as I say, of different philosophies and beliefs and theories, and the mind is stuck on that. The average person can't think themselves out of the hole that their mind has created for them, and it's a pit. It's a burn pit. It really is. And when you start to really understand, oh my God, what have I accepted, what I believe in, how do you know what you believe in? If you sat alone and there were no influences culturally or in society or through family, what would you believe in? What is it that you would think is Maricopa? What do you think would be right? Everybody's looking for right. Ted, there is no right. We destroy people day in, day out, young people, by filling their heads with movies and music. Well, I don't call it music. I'm not a rap guy. But with music that is culturally about our disadvantages and our stupidity, and not about the unfolding of consciousness beyond the human frailty of how we may think and believe. We just don't have that kind of insight, that kind of intelligence. We are an unintelligent country. You think a new president or a new Congress would change your life? No, it wouldn't. You just want more money in your pocket so you can survive. And I understand that. Everybody wants to survive. But you left that ability to be an accomplished person when you decided to make certain decisions, like not going to college, not wanting to go into college, or not wanting to educate yourself, not wanting to learn something that was deeply, shall we say, moving to you, something that you could get your teeth into for the rest of your life. You just wanted to eat, drink, and be merry. That's about all it is. Drugs, alcohol, violent movies, violent things that we hear in the news. This is all a part of our humanity that we enjoy. And don't think we don't. What do you think the news is? It's a movie. It's a TV program to show you the reality of violence and tragedy and misunderstanding, and it just goes on, and that sinks down deep into our unconscious mind, and before you know it, we're participating without being there in the aggregate of hatred and fear and anger. And this is the way we live. The American way we live is, I'm free, I carry a gun, and just in case, and if I go to church, I've got to have a gun on me now, because they come in and shoot up the church. You start really realizing what we have made of our world and what we've made of ourselves, and we did it to us. The one thing, and then I'm going to leave you, Ted, that people don't get is how they view the world is coming from themselves, their DNA, their genetics. It isn't that the world is that way. It's how I live in myself and project that into the world. And then I assume my conjectures, my assumptions, and my presumptions as being right, because after all, this is the way I see it. And that's why it is the way it is. It takes a great deal of courage to lift your vision beyond the confines of assumption and presumption, human assumption and presumption. Very, very, very rare in human beings. I'm out of here. Thank you, Ted, for your beautiful email. And if you want more, let me know. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have comments or questions, you know you can reach me at greg@aspire.org. I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.